through CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Presenting to you some classical muse. Our show is framed today with two performances by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra that were originally radio broadcasts and released on CD by the German record label Orfeo in conjunction with Bayerischer Rundfunk, the Bavarian radio network. First up is a sprightly orchestral work by the 20th century Austrian composer Gottfried von Einem, who was greatly influenced by jazz idioms, even though that ran afoul of the Nazi regime when he composed his Capriccio Opus 2 in 1943 at the age of 25. Perhaps von Einem was somewhat protected by being engaged to a member of the Bismarck family at the time, someone whom he would marry after the war. If the regime only knew how many Jewish lives von Einem protected, that might have turned out differently for him. At any rate, this wonderful short orchestral composition manages to have a brilliant joie de vivre about it. Here is the Capriccio for Orchestra Opus 2 by Gottfried von Einem, performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of famed Hungarian-American conductor Eugene Ormandy.
Thank you.
Capriccio, Opus 2, composed in 1943 by 25-year-old Gottfried von Einem. We hear it performed by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy. From the energetic, we now go to the sublime. We also move from Germany to my city of residence in Canada, Ottawa, and a performance by the National Arts Center Orchestra, one of the finest ensembles on the North American continent. Under the direction of their most celebrated conductor, Mario Bernardi, they recorded in 1985 a performance of Claude Debussy's Prelude à l'après-midi d'une faune, composed in 1894. Inspired by the poem of the same name, written by the French symbolist poet Stéphane Mallarmé, Debussy himself describes his composition, quote, "The music of this prelude is a very free illustration of Mallarmé's beautiful poem. By no means does it claim to be a synthesis of it. Rather, there is a succession of scenes through which pass the desires and dreams of the faun in the heat of the afternoon. Then, tired of pursuing the timorous flight of nymphs and naiads, he succumbs to intoxicating sleep, in which he can finally realize his dreams of possession in universal nature." End quote. At first, Mallarmé was not pleased that his poem was set to music, until he heard Debussy's composition. He then wrote to Debussy, quote, "I have just come out of the concert deeply moved. The marvel, your illustration of the afternoon of a faun, which presents no dissonance with my text, but goes much further, really, into nostalgia and into light, with finesse, with sensuality, with richness. I shake your hand admiringly, Debussy. Yours, Mallarmé." End quote. Here is Claude Debussy's Prelude d'après-midi d'une faune, so appreciated by the poet himself, performed by the National Arts Center Orchestra, conducted by Mario Bernardi.
Thank you.
The National Arts Centre Orchestra of Ottawa performed Claude Debussy's wonderfully pastoral prelude à l'après-midi d'une faune. We heard the orchestra conducted by Mario Bernardi, a composer who was very much influenced by the French Impressionism of Debussy and Ravel, but nevertheless strove to establish and maintain a style thoroughly connected to his homeland, was the Czech composer Vyacheslav Novák, who lived from 1870 until 1949. Having studied with Antonín Dvořák, Novák was in the forefront of modern Czech composers who attempted to break free from the stranglehold of German music that still prevailed in Bohemian musical academia. His music is not heard as much outside of the Czech and Slovak republics, but it should be, especially judging by the work we are going to hear today, one of Novák's most important, the ballet pantomime Signorina Gioventù, or to translate from the Italian, Miss Youth. Novák worked on the score between 1926 and 1928, basing his scenario on a short story by Czech writer, journalist, and poet Svatopluk Čech. The story is of a shop clerk who, suffering from a fever and seeking relief, is granted time off during the wild, colorful carnival festivities, where he is quickly swept away by the revelry. The clerk, overwhelmed by the chaos, hallucination, and celebratory dancing, chases a seductive female entity, Signorina Gioventù. Ultimately, the ballet takes a dark turn, reflecting themes of reckless indulgence, loss of control, and tragic consequences brought on by excess and fleeting vitality. At the end, a night watchman, wonderfully represented in the score by a whistler, finds the young clerk dead in front of his shop door. This is a wonderful composition that needs to be heard more often than it is, which is why I've programmed it, don't you know? Here is the ballet pantomime Signorina Gioventù by Vyacheslav Novák, performed by the Brno State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by František Jílek.